Derry's courageous comeback fell short of the Athletic Grounds, where they made their exit from the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship, losing by 5 points to a quality Meath side. The Royals led by 10 at one stage, but the Oakleafers cut the deficit back to a single point and looked capable of completing what would have been a memorable revival. But Meath's strong finish turned the game back in their favour, and they executed the scores that carried them through to the last four. Adam Riley and Kieran McBride provided a formidable midfield platform from which Meath launched waves of attacks, and their finishing was of the highest order as Dara Swain, Luke Kelly, Luke Mitchell slotted over points, including several excellent efforts from play. Riley and the high fielding McBride were also on target, but Derry responded with points from Conlath McGuckian and Enda Downey. Just 2 points separated the sides on 15 minutes, but the Royals outscored their Ulster opponents by 1-5 to a point in the second quarter. Late on, the Oak Leafs had a golden chance when Ethan Doherty broke through, but keeper Sean Brennan responded with a superb save. Moments later, Meath struck for a stoppage time goal, Oisin McCluskey and Riley combining to send Luke Mitchell in to beat Adam Gillen with a clinical finish. Meath led by 9 at the break, 110 to 4 points, but with a wind in their backs, Derry pulled back scores through McGuckian, Downey and Niall Doyle. And in the 51st minute, they came to within a point after McGuckian slotted home a penalty when Downey had been hauled down by fullback Harry O'Higgins, who received a black card. Derry, with Niall Doyle, Eirlis Donaghy and PJ McAleese driving their challenge, had bossed the opening 20 minutes of the second half, but Meath, who'd gone 25 minutes without a score against a dominant Ulster side, responded strongly, and four late scores sealed their place in the semi-finals. Final score, Meath 115, Derry 110.